And lomali, why does the pasuk say? It says, "V'yom lo yavru chalutzin itchem v'noychazu b'sechem the eretz Kanaan." What's the extra word of the eretz Kanaan for? Lomali. So that Shema Aminu l'tanai kafel. On this, Rabbi Meir says the purpose is to teach us halacha b'tanai kafel. Who the yasa? That's what it comes for. Rabbi Chanina ben Gamliel lomano. Rabbi Chanina ben Gamliel says, "E loykasu rachamon of the eretz Kanaan." If the Torah wouldn't have said that you're going to have a Yerusha, an Eretz Canaan, an Eretz Yisrael, have a mina, I would have thought to say, v'noichazu b'seichachem, that you'll have a Yerusha with the rest of Eretz Yisrael, the Eretz Gilad. I would have just thought that that's Eretz Gilad, that's Eretz Sichoin, that's where they conquered first. That's where B'nai God of B'nai Reuven wanted to stay there. So now I would have thought the pasuk means like this, v'yim lo yavru, if the B'nai God of B'nai Reuven will not go over the Yarden and help the rest of the Yisrael conquer the rest of Eretz Yisrael, so I would have thought to say, not the pasuk is saying, for loichazu b'sechachem, that they'll still have Yerusha, but where? Only in Eretz Gilad. In other words, an Eretz Gilad will divide up Eretz Gilad into 12 portions, and they'll get just one chelik of Eretz Gilad, that's all. Avol Eretz Kenan klaloi, but I would have thought to say the pasuk means that B'nai God does not go over the Yarden to fight to help conquer in Eretz Yisrael, they will not receive anything in Eretz Yisrael. Since they're not going there to fight, they won't receive anything. Hey, it's in Eretz Hagilud, Eretz Sichon, that they helped to fight. So all 12 Shvatim were there to fight. So I would have thought they said in Eretz Hagilud, they'll all have an equal share there. They'll only have 1/12 there. But in Eretz Yisrael, if they will not go over the Yarden to help fight in Eretz Yisrael, maybe there they won't receive anything. Maybe that's what the pasuk would mean if it would not say the Eretz Kanaan. Avol Eretz Kanaan klaloi. That's why the pasuk has to repeat itself and says no. It has to say clearly the Eretz Kanaan to tell us that even if they do not go over Yishino, they still will have the Yerusha in Eretz Yisrael. They'll have an equal portion like anybody else. Now the Torah is just teaching us like this: you b'nei God of b'nei Reuven, you want to stay in Eretz Hagilut. You want to stay on this side of the Yarden. If you're going to go over and fight, very good, you'll be able to stay here. But if you're not going to go over and fight, you're going to lose your rights to this posh portion. You're not going to be able to stay here. But what then? You'll be able to have a regular Rusha in the whole Eretz Yisrael. So there's no extra postik here for tonight kofel. That's the way Rabbi Chanina says. On this, Rabbi Meir, was Rabbi Meir answer back? Rabbi Meir b'seichachem. The postik says, clearly no b'seichachem, the postik says. It means kol heicha di istlechu mashma. From the words of v'noichazu b'sechachem, I would have understood to tell me that b'nei God of b'nei Reuven, if they would not go over the Yarden to fight, then they would still have Yerusha in Eretz Yisrael, just not in Eretz Hagilut. They wouldn't keep the lands they want. They would have to have an equal portion all over Eretz Yisrael. That's Rabbi Meir Svara. See, so why does the Torah have to repeat itself and say the Eretz Kanaan? It's an extra word, the Eretz Kanaan. So according to Rabbi Meir, it's coming to teach us the halacha of Tanai Kofel. That even though Moshe Rabbeinu told B'nai God of B'nai Reuven that if you go over and fight, you'll be able to receive Eretz Hagilud, from that alone I would not understand that if they do not go over, they will not receive it. I do not know B'chlal Lav Hein. Therefore the Torah has to repeat itself and tell us, yes, the Torah has to repeat itself and say that you should know if you're not going to go over, then you will not receive it. So that's the raya from the Torah that you have to have a Tanai Kofel. That's going to be Meyashita. Mar says, Tanya, Omer Rabbi Chanina ben Gamliel. Then we're going to say like this. Moshe lom lamaha daba daimer. What's an example of the case of our Mishnah? Li Adam to a person, Shehoye mechalek nechosav labonav. He was giving out Yerusha, he was giving out the portions of his fields to his kids. Omer, so the father said like this. Ploini b'ni yirasa the ploini. This son, you'll get this field. O plaini b'ni, yirasa the plainest. My other son, you're going to get this field. O plaini b'ni, my third son, yitin masayim zuz. You should pay another $200. The yirasa the plainest, and then you'll get this big field. In other words, this third field was a very big field. So in order for you to get this very big field, I want you to pay $200. V'yim la yitin, and if you're not going to give the $200, then yirashimacha v'shar nechosim.
Meaning the father repeated himself and says clearly now that if you do not pay the extra $200, then you won't receive the special field for yourself, but you'll be to be yashin with the other brothers in the other nechosim. That means everybody will have an equal portion here. Even in the first two properties that he gave away to the first two sons, you'll get an equal portion of that also. Now, mi gorim loy liyirish imecha b'shar nechosim, who causes his third brother to get a portion with his first two brothers' portion? Kfeila gorim loy, only because the father repeated himself and said it over again. That's the pshat from our Mishnah, b'nei Gad b'nei Reuben also, that since Moshe Rabbein repeated himself over again, that's why now b'nei Gad b'nei Reuben will receive a portion in Eretz Yisrael also. The Gemara says, no, b'hol laidam y'moshel ha'masnisim, this example is not good to the case of our Mishnah. Hosom ketoni, because in the Mishnah we learned yesh b'mashma sha'afilu b'yeret kenan lo yincholu. Then the Mishnah first we wanted to say that the pasuk wanted to say it over again. B'nei Gad b'nei Reuven would not receive anything, not the Eretz Kenan and not the Eretz Gilad. They wouldn't receive anything at all. Alma, what do we see? That kfeilu l'Eretz Gilad nami mahanya. That only since Moshe Rabbeinu repeated himself, that's why we say that b'nei Gad b'nei Reuven, even if they would not go over, still they would at least receive a portion, even in Eretz Gilad. But mashma, not for the kfeilu, they would not receive at all, nothing. The Yochan, here in the Moshel, here in the example, it's saying, Ketani migorim lo liyirishim echa v'shar nechosim. Who causes him to receive a portion in the first two properties that he already gave to the first two sons? That's kfeilu gorim loy. That's because the father repeated it over again, that if you do not pay the 200, you'll also receive a portion in the first two properties. Alma, what do we see? Kfeilu l'shar nechosim udikim hani. You only need the kfeilu, the repeating itself, to give this third son a portion in the first two properties. But to give him a portion in the third property, pshita, he would receive it. And in our Mishnah, it's mashma, not like that. Our Mishnah is mashma, they would not receive at all, if not for the kfeila. See, the Mara answers, lakashya, it's not a kashya. Ho mekami d'neimale Rabbi Meir v'nochazu. Ho labosa d'neimale Rabbi Meir v'nochazu. Now, like we said before, that Ramei agrees, the Pasuk says, V'nochazu b'sechachem. So he just says, if it wouldn't have said the extra words of the Eretz Kenan, I would have thought they said that they do receive a portion in Eretz Agilud, just not in Eretz Kenan. But after we darshan this Pasuk of V'nochazu, then the Havamina is just that they won't receive an Eretz Yisrael, but they would receive an Eretz Agilud. But before we came on to the drasha of V'nochazu b'sechachem, then we would have said, without a kfeil at all, they wouldn't have received anything. Therefore, this motion I was going after we dash in the pasuk of Anechas Lubaserachem, that without the extra word the Eretz Canaan, I would have thought they said that the Bnei Gad Bnei Reuven only will receive like an equal portion in Eretz Hagilod, but they will not receive an Eretz Yisrael and Eretz Canaan. Not receive anything at all. That was before we dash in the pasuk for Anechasu. So I go upon him, this is the machlokes Rav Meir and Rav Chanina. If by all tanoim, do you have to have a tanai kofel or not? Could we learn now from Bnei Gad Bnei Reuven that if a Torah wouldn't have repeated it, that we would not understand, we would not say Bechlau Lav at the Shemayim? Rameyah says we don't understand that. If a Torah doesn't repeat it, we would not know the Lav. Halimar says, Bishleim of the Rabbi Meir, it's very good, of course, for Rabbi Meir Shita, that we say Bechlau Lav. We do not hear the hain. Hain of the sid. That's why the apostle got the same gracious. In saitiv saith. If you do good, you receive reward. V'yem loy. If you don't do good, v'yem loy saitiv lepesach chatas revates. The Yetzirah will come to you to your pesach, the opening of the grave. The Yetzirah is always there. So it's good why the apostle has to repeat itself. Elul Rav Chanina lomeli. According to Rav Chanina that you say mechlal lav atashmei hain, why do you have to repeat itself over here? In other words, according to Rabbi Chanina, the apostle just should have said, V'yem seitiv seit, if you're going to do mitzvahs, you'll receive reward. So from that I'll understand that if you don't do mitzvahs, if you listen to the Yetzirah, you'll get punishment. Why does the apostle have to repeat itself and say, V'yem loy seitiv, if you're not going to do mitzvahs, you're not going to be good, la pesach atas revis, the punishment will run after you. Why does it have to repeat itself according to Rabbi Chanina? So Gemara says, here it's different. Sal kadar dechemin, I would have thought to say like this. In Saitiv Agrip, a person does mitzvahs, does good, you'll receive reward. In Loy Saitiv, so that will be mashma, if you don't do mitzvahs, you don't do good, Loy Agrip Ladina, you won't receive reward, that's all. But maybe you won't receive punishment either. Kamash Malon, that's where the Pasuk has to say, V'yim Loy Saitiv, La Pesach Atas Ravitz, no, you receive punishment also. Now again, Bishleim, the Rabbi Meir, it's going to come to Rabbi Meir, I know this, that's why, when Avraham Avinu sent Eliezer to get a shidduch for Yitzchok. He had to speak out.
Oz tinokim ilosi. Then you'll be clean for my shvua. You had to speak out two ways. Like, go, and yes, and if not, not. El Rabbi Chanina ben Gamliel, lomeli. Why does the pasuk have to speak out that if you cannot find the right shidduch, if they do not want to come back, then you're clean from my shvua? I should understand it. Because Avraham only told him, if she's going to want to come, take her. So from that alone, I understand that if she does not want to come, and you can't find the shidduch, that you're free from the shvua. Why does the Torah have to repeat itself and say, if you cannot find the shidduch, then you're free from the shvua? Yisayim mechla lava to shmeihen. According to Rabbi Chanina, the potter just should have said that if you could find the shidduch, good. Mashma, if you can't, you're potter. So Mara says, no, here it has to repeat itself. Because otherwise, I would have thought to say, let's say she, the shidduch you find, she's going to want to come back. But the mishpacha is not going to let her go. Maisi bar korchayu, maybe then you have to bring her by force of the parents. Kamash malan, that's what the pasuk is teaching us. In la yeah. That no, that only if they both agree, otherwise you're free. And again, im loy sav ishalomli, why is the pasuk have to say if she doesn't want? Itzrach, still I need it. Because Sakhu Tatachim, I would have thought to say, Heicha de nichalu ledetu. Let's say the mishpacha will be nichal with this shidduch. Eliezer, Eved Avraham, is going to go find the shidduch, and the people, the parents, are going to be happy with the shidduch that their daughter should get married to Yitzchak. But let's say though the shidduch, the girl, is not going to want to get married to Yitzchak. Maybe I would have thought to say Eliezer has the right to bring even by force. Kamash Malan, kids, so that's why I need the extra psukim meira teaching me special halachas that Avraham only told Eliezer to go if they both agree. But if one does not agree, you're noki. That's the section posik oz tinoki milosi. So it's not a regular mechlala matashamayahein, but rather we're learning other halachas out from this. Now the Gemara says, Bishleim al Rabbi Meir, it's good according to the Rabbi Meir Shita, Hainu dichsir, that's what the Torah says, Im b'chul kaisa telechu. That's few psukim. Then later it says, V'im b'chul kaisa temosu. But if you're not going to listen to my mitzvah, you get punishment. The question is, from the first posik I know that, it says, in the chukaisa telechu, if you're going to do the mitzvahs, you're going to receive a bracha. So from that, I should understand myself that if you don't do the mitzvahs, you won't receive a bracha. So according to Rabbi Meir, that we don't say this kafel, we don't say mechlala bat ha-shumayahein, it's good what the Torah had to repeat it. Elul Rabbi Chanina ben Gamliel, lomeli, why did the Torah have to repeat it? According to him, if the Torah just should have said, in the chukaisa telechu, if you go on my ways and do the mitzvahs, you receive bracha. So from that alone, I'd understand that if you do not do mitzvahs, you will not receive the bracha. Gemara says, no, even according to him, it's not shver. Because Salko Dardachimina, I would have thought to say, in the chukaisa telechu bracha. True. If you do the mitzvahs, the Torah saying you get a bracha. And the chukaisa temos, I would have understood from this, though, that if you don't do the mitzvahs, then loy bracha loy klala. Maybe you wouldn't get a bracha, but maybe you wouldn't get a curse either. I would not know the curse. Kamash Malon, that's what I need the pasuk to teach me. In the Chukaisai, Timosu, if you do not do the mitzvahs, then you receive all the klolos. Now, Bishleim, Rabbi Meir, could remain good hand of the sieve in Toivu Shematin. If you will listen, if you want to listen, and you'll get received bracha, the Yeshayo said. V'in Timonim Risim. But if you rebel against me, you'll be bad. So it's good what the pasuk got to say twice. El Rabbi Chanina Begamlil again. Lomeli. From the first part I should know. In Tovu Shematim, if you want to listen to me, you receive bracha. So from that I'll understand. If you don't listen to me, you won't receive brachas. So now, Sakut Adachim, I would have thought to say, Im Tovu Toiva. If you want to listen, it'll be good for you. V'im Timonu, but if you want to rebel, Loi Toiva V'loi Ro, it won't be good, but maybe it won't be bad for you either. Kamash V'loi, that's what the pasuk says, no, both. That'll be bad for you, and you'll receive klolos also.
Now the Gemara says, my